used to be that a traditional internship you really wanted was something like, oh, I don't know, a summer working for Vogue magazine. Well, forget that. Farmhand is this year's hot summer job for students at liberal arts colleges. Farmers are reporting 2- and 3-fold jumps this year in young people who want to pull up weeds and pick tomatoes for little or no pay. And joining us now to tell us more about this trend is Kim Severson. She, of course, is from our partner, the New York Times. Kim, whatever happened to fetching coffee and, I don't know, sharpening pencils? What's going on here?
Well, this year, the liberal arts student who's given up backpacking in Europe or, like you say, filing papers in their dad's office, they're heading to the farms in record numbers, we found out.
What kind of farms?
Well, these, of course, are not the big agricultural industrial farms that we think about. These are smaller farms, farms where they're using organic practices, where they're spreading manure instead of artificial fertilizer, and where they're selling to farmers markets and CSAs.
What is it in particular for this generation that makes this kind of sustainable farming, I think is what we're talking about, attractive?
Well, it's about food politics. And I think in the ways that perhaps protesting against the Vietnam War or marching for civil rights were the statement of a generation, food politics is the issue for students this year.
What exactly do the kids hope to get out of this?
Well, one would imagine that they are not expecting calluses and sore muscles, which is really what they get. I think the idea is they want to change the food system. They're arriving, they talk about in the story in the Times, they're arriving with soft hands and dog-eared copies of Michael Pollan's Omnivore's Dilemma. They want to change the world through food, and I think it's a couple of things. One is the economy is not so great, as you may have noticed. So you can go hang out on a farm over the summer, and if the pay's lousy, it's better than no job at all. They also get a chance to feel like they're doing something personal, something that means something to their friends and to themselves that's beyond Facebook and the digital world that they live in.
How many of them know the actual drudgery involved?
Well, there's where the rubber hits the road. And I think for the farmers, it can be a little frustrating to get these PC English majors telling them how to handle their sheep when they've never seen a live sheep before in their lives.
Give me an example.
Well, I've talked to a bunch of farmers and people who coordinate some of these internships. And one of them said there was a student just this year in Florida who called up to try to, I think the phrase we used to say was narc on her farmer. He had been using antibiotics on one of the sheep, and he had an organic farm, and certainly you're not supposed to sell meat from animals that were raised with antibiotics. But if an animal's sick, you take them out of the herd and treat them with antibiotics. She just was having none of this and called the internship coordinator to rat out her farmer.
Did he make her muck out a stall somewhere?
Well, I hope so. I don't know quite how that story ended, but I'm guessing that she's probably not going to stay on that farm for very long.
So instead of a poli-sci major with an internship on Capitol Hill, it's food politics and an internship on an actual hill?
Exactly. Very nice.
You're welcome. So these internships, I'm assuming, low paying, there's any money at all?
Well, generally you get room and board, and often that's in, sometimes it's just a three-sided lean-to, sometimes it's a trailer. Some of the students actually live in the farmhouse with farm families. They get a small stipend for groceries, usually. They certainly get, all the fresh vegetables they can eat. Some farms are actually trying to, they have a certain social justice consciousness and are paying the students what they pay their regular farm hands. These are farms that are a little more established, large organic farms in California where a student might make $300 a week.
Any particular region in the country, or and is it just this country?
Well, certainly, there have been organic sort of summer internships in Europe. Canada has a very strong tradition of this. In this country, it's coming along. It's a little bit later than some of the other countries. But Maine has a very strong program, as California, obviously. But there's also programs in Iowa, in North Carolina. These small farms are popping up all over, and they need this kind of help.
Well, what about college credits?
Some colleges...
Wait a minute. Let me sound more parental. What about college credits? What do you think I'm sending you to school for?
Exactly. I'm not spending all that money for you to pick tomatoes all summer. As far as I can tell, and this is, again, there's no central repository keeping track of all of this, but about a third of the students might be getting some kind of credit because increasingly schools are offering the ecology of food and science departments. They're offering food politics classes and humanities studies. It's going beyond just the traditional agricultural studies.
I can't help but wonder if you're a parent, you have a kid that you had to yell at to make him or her pick up the room, and now they're like, Mom, Dad, I'm going to go weed.
Well, I think they probably think, good luck, Mr. Farmer, with my lazy son. But, you know, the other hand, a lot of these kids are sons and daughters of parents who grew up eating organic food, who have a very environmental consciousness. They are sort of the children of the corn, the offspring of parents who themselves thought eating organic food was a very radical move.
And so I want to go back to the farmers, though. What are they making of this?
Well, I think for some farmers, they're glad to see the help. I mean, obviously, it's inexpensive help. Some farmers, though, and I talked to Rick and Christy Knoll, who run a farm in Brentwood, California, that is having their 30-year anniversary. They were the vanguards of organic farming. They supply to Chez Panisse and, you know, have done a lot of groundbreaking work with biodynamic farming. They just gave up on interns. They felt like one too many fields was planted incorrectly. They'll send people out to weed. They'll pull up the wrong things. They'll break the manure spreader. You know, they said, oh, we've met some great, crazy, wild kids, but it just got to be too much work.
That's Kim Severson. Thanks so much. She's a reporter, of course, for our partner, the New York Times.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.